Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Darth Vader did nothing wrong.
Well, you're wrong.
He didn't.
You're wrong. Tell me how he could have not done anything wrong.
He brought peace to the galaxy by overthrowing the corrupt rulers and the hokey religious Jedi.
He also slaughtered a bunch of kids.
Red.
Where
like,
the fuck is
like
that food coming from?
Meat. You get, yeah. It's mystery meat. And you're like, I don't trust
it. I fucking love Arby's, but I actually had a weird revelation yesterday. I was in a Whole Foods and I was going to get like breakfast sausage or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was staring at the breakfast sausage and I just had this vivid image of a pig. And I was just like, man.
And they're smarter than dogs.
I just don't know if I want to eat this right now.
That's like you're eating human adjacent.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Kind of, it felt suddenly. I was like, I don't know. So I went. I rolled over to the vegetarian area and got some like mushroom patties or something.
Yeah, I've been trying to go more vegetarian lately too, for the same reason.
I mean, it was the first time I've ever had that epiphany, but I've seen like, especially on
I've seen Reddit, Babe, Pig in the City.
Yeah, you know, I mean, pigs in particular. I think cows. I'm a little less a empathetic movie. To just because cows are kind of they just kind of have this buffoonish. Like, yeah. Consume me attitude, right?
But then if
they're
you look at
for
pictures
it.
Of, like, cows snuggling with kids.
Right, right. But,
Wait, what?
Wait till you see. It's fucking beautiful.
Pigs are charming motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're like, they just kind of have a little bit of a... And the sound... I
like,
don't
look
it's
at
just,
this. You don't want to eat a cow after you see this picture. Fuck. Look.
A cow's trying to murder that kid.
No!
More the reason.
No. Look, they're very sweet. They're just like, they're just ugly horses.
That's true. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I, you know.
And I wouldn't even call them ugly because that's adorable.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, there is to a degree one guy eating a vegetarian sandwich. It doesn't really make that big of a difference.
No.
Well, if you're going to eat the cow, you should either have to kill it or right, watch a right. video of it being killed.
Yeah, or yeah. like understand. You just have
just
to understand
like how
where your food comes
if you're
from.
Pro capital punishment, you
yeah,
should
totally.
Those should all be televised.
Totally, yeah,
totally.
They should be on
yeah.
fucking TV, yeah. dude.
And then see how many people then, support yeah. it.
I love that stuff. I don't love that stuff, but I
love killing.
I love killing dudes. No, I love. I'm a big fan of. If you want this, then you are gonna have to get the most extreme version of it.
Yeah,
like it's kind of my like, my life philosophy for some reason.
Like if you want to benefit from it, you should try it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
do
I'm,
it.
Especially when it comes to religion, I always get on these big kicks about religion with the evangelical Christian crowd, where they're just like. We live in a society built by God, and you need to abide. And I go, cool. God's a nebulous term. I'm going to be a Satanist, and we're just going to have to live with it because you're making all these grandiose statements about how religion it has to be there for what X, Y, and Z. Like nothing makes me happier than when I hear about like the unofficial Church of Satan, which is basically just a group of religion trolls, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to build a statue of Baphomet beside the Ten Commandments because
simply
you guys have
been legally
citing,
we can.
Yeah, because legally we can do it, right? I think that makes me so happy because it's like, yeah, that's if that's the society we choose to live in, then you're going to have to fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're making these statements about how.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. You can't demand that everybody respect your belief.
Exactly.
Just why? Like, and why don't you respect someone else's?
Exactly.
Because we're right. And it's like, well, you know, maybe
every religion
maybe you are
right all the time,
but maybe you aren't.
So, speaking of the complicated ethical qualms of good right versus evil, right? Where did you read it? That's not really the appropriate segue, but we are Did You Reddit. This is a weekly podcast we do about the internet and how the internet works by way of Reddit. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And it's my free day.
Over there on the left, Mike. Today we're
going to... Playing third base.
Oh, happy beginning of the baseball season, too.
Is it?
Nice. Yeah.
Great.
All right. Crack goes the bat. Pop goes the crack corn.
Crack corn's my favorite baseball treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flow goes the soda.
Flow goes the soda.
That's a beautiful
cut
thing.
Cut goes the grass. All these very normal baseball terms.
This is how people who love baseball talk. You know? Yeah.
Hey, cut goes the grass. I'll see
Squish
you out there.
Goes the sand that's under the cleat. Scrape goes the cleat.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm kind of impressed that you could pull cleat.
I know about sports. Half of them use cleats.
Half of them. Half of them use cleats.
Mm-hmm. A safe bet.
All right. So anyway, so today, get back to that segue. Good versus evil. We were talking about that. Today we're talking about Star Wars, but we're not talking just about Star Wars because that'd be lame.
That'd be suicide for us to try to.
Oh,
cover.
Oh my God.
And we're almost tiptoeing into suicide territory with this topic.
Yeah, I mean, people love Star Wars, right? I mean, it's like this thing where you can't really... I mean, we had discussed talking about furries, right? And I was kind of like, no, let's don't. People really like that, and we're going to fuck it up, right?
I think with given the time and energy and effort, we could make a furries thing happen.
Oh,
like,
we can.
Right.
We need drama on the pod. We need an in-house furry.
You're right.
We need to go to FurCon, and we need to scout the troops.
I'm going to just look that up. Okay. Continue.
Anyway,
furry rental.
We all have to dress as our favorite furry animal. I want to get into that.
Like, what would your furry persona be? Anyway,
I don't know. Another time, another place. So today we're talking about a subreddit
Parrot.
Called Empire Did Nothing Wrong. Right. So r/EmpireDidNothingWrong, and this is a sub dedicated actually. Freed, you're the kind of guy who got into this. Why don't you give the 2 cents on it?
Yeah, so no, Empire Did Nothing Wrong, right? So essentially what it is an argument that the Empire, who was the big bad wolf in Star Wars,
right,
actually was the good guy.
Right.
And the bad guy are these rebels who are, you know, essentially terrorists,
right,
who are coming in and they're you know, bombing government facilities, suicide bombing. They're like, you know, using guerrilla tactics to take down this stabilization government that is designed to unify the galaxy. And so there's when you really watch Star Wars again with this in mind, you'll see that the Empire actually did nothing wrong and that Luke Skywalker and Leia and Han are all a bunch of jihadists, essentially.
Yeah.
And they're trying to take down this government that's just trying to give people a basic high quality of life and a strong middle class. Mm-hmm. That's what this sub is about.
Amazing. And that's... It's hard to make a case against that, honestly. Like, if we're using our rules of society, then how do you refute that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you kind of look at the Star Wars movies, there are little pieces of the storyline that kind of reinforce it.
Right.
It's like this one guy writes out, this was actually on an Ask Science Fiction thing, but okay. I think it's a really good explanation too. He's right. Like, think about this. Like, let's say you live in an outlying territory during the Age of the Republic and your town or village has been repeatedly raided by bandits. What is your recourse? You'd appeal to your local commissioner, who would refer your case to the senator, who would take your case to the Senate, and then nothing would happen.
Right.
Like, nothing would happen. All your family would get slaughtered and your livestock stolen.
Right.
But contrast that with the glorious Emperor Sheev Palpatine. What would happen in that scenario? You'd appeal to your local imperial governor. He'd arrange for a squad of stormtroopers to find the bandits and stomp them into the dirt.
Right.
And that is what I call effective governance. And like, if you look at the Clone Wars, for instance, not the best movies.
Now we're starting to get into like super fan.
Yeah, Star and I'm not even going to go there. Right. I just, as a child, didn't enjoy the Clone Wars as much. But the Senate didn't do anything
right
in response to the crisis going on in those movies.
And there's a lot of parallels we can pull from today's politics to what this argument is saying.
Yeah.
I mean, so essentially what was going on in the first Star Wars was that, so what the Republic was a group of independent governments working together to essentially govern the galaxy, which is humongously infinite, right?
Right.
And so in the beginning of Star Wars, you have these independent republics coming together almost like in a UN type council.
Right.
And they come together and they vote and they argue about how things should be.
Oil prices.
Right. Yeah. How much rare earth costs from a meteorite.
How those vaguely Asian aliens are allowed to do a trade embargo on the planet Naboo.
Yeah. I mean, that's fudged up.
Yeah. Super.
So in the very beginning of Star Wars, Queen Amidala says, like, it's clear to me now that the Republic no longer functions. Right. So, and Anakin Skywalker also observes that it simply just doesn't work. Right. So in the beginning of the Star Wars saga, you see that the government itself, the Republic itself, isn't functioning properly. And who are being left behind, which are the citizens, right?
Yeah. Like
the people that the Tauntaun herders and the yak shavers. So when Emperor, what the fuck's his name called?
Palpatine
comes along, he essentially is trying to bring everybody back under order. And he's kind of using this, like, this power to unite and yes, he's a dictator, but he's doing it just to get everything back online.
Yeah.
And that's not so bad.
I don't think that's bad.
It's never gone wrong.
No.
When a dictator's like, just trust me.
So I kind of get that because, like, look at the way government works for us right now. It doesn't.
Right.
And it's like, you really don't have much of a recourse. Like, if someone's if someone really violated my rights, like, I'm not talking about getting, like, your butt pinched on the way to work or, like, that's horrible crime too.
I mean, that's kind of exciting.
But what if I had, like, a little local newspaper and someone shut me down? Like, who would, that's a federal, like, fucking offense. What if somebody broke into my mailbox? Mm. Nobody's going to do anything.
Right. Someone stole my stamps.
Yeah. No one will do anything. Yeah, but, you know, maybe if Emperor Sanders were in charge.
That's true. That's true.
Maybe that's a good comparison. Emperor I don't Sanders. Know.
That is pretty
oh
good.
My God.
One question I have, though, is in your research, how do they justify Alderaan?
They do justify Alderaan.
Because that one's always a bit of a, you know, how did you blow up that whole planet, guys?
Give me 1 second.
I think he shot first. I think that was one of their things, right?
I did see a gif of the planet shooting first and the Death Star kind of bouncing out of the way.
I know.
I mean, if that's the case, then I buy it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, this is why I love this one so much. It really does strike parallel in our modern society.
It does.
Right?
Or you could, like, look at Rome, like, you know, ancient Roman societies,
right,
and find parallels there too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, any society where you have a governing body. I mean, fuck, original Catholicism or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Before the Protestant Revolution. I mean, there are a lot of examples of just a government that gets really big and inflated and doesn't seem to be working for people the way it should. And then people going, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to fucking show them what's up. And we're going to take control back.
Yeah.
Right? But then, you know, the control is taken back and then things get even more confusing and awful. And I mean, fuck, if we looked at Star Wars 150 years into the future after the Death Star had collapsed and everything was like, everything was kind of ruled by the Skywalker party.
Yeah.
You might find that shit is extra fucked and his progeny have gotten power hungry and there's a bunch of, like, Baron Trumps running the world.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be another rebellion, right?
Yeah.
And
which, that kind of freaks me out. Like, do you think
Do you think you're wrong?
What's the Empire? Like, what is the Empire? Is that Because technically, the Empire could be the Obama administration, too, right. just in, like, its rosier days when people were like, hey, you know what? Thanks for showing up.
Hey, man, I mean, I tell you what, the Empire is not. It's not Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Right? Hey.
You know?
You're not lying.
They more resemble the rebels.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing.
Even
especially
in
that
one
scene where Luke Skywalker mercilessly cut off the head of one of the stormtroopers.
Yeah.
And yelled Allah Akbar.
Yes. I remember that.
Episode 2, I believe.
Pretty
yes.
sure that.
That
yes.
was a big one.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, even like looking at
a big plot twist.
The imagery in Rogue One, it's like that group of rebels made out of bandits. Like,
right.
There's like a group of stormtroopers making their way through the desert and are suddenly sneak attacked by a right. group of like rebel bandits. What does right. that sound like to you? Sounds to me like ISIS.
It's got a very ISIS vibe
attacking
to it.
So I found this great
tanks.
Article on right. the Weekly Standard, and it kind of makes the case for the Empire. And it walks through a lot of these like Alderaan issues. But so right. they just sum it up better. So I'm just going to read this little piece. Cool. So the destruction of Alderaan is often cited as ipso facto proof that the Empire's evilness because it seems like mass murder.
Yeah.
As Tarkin prepares to fire the Death Star, Princess Leia implores him to spare the planet, saying, Alderaan is peaceful. We have no weapons. Her plea is important, if true, because they definitely had weapons.
Oh,
so
no.
She was lying. So then in episode 4.
That sucks.
Leia is on a diplomatic mission of mercy,
okay.
but it is actually a spy mission, and she's trying to deliver schematics to take down the Death Star, which you could say is, I don't know, the Twin Towers?
Yeah.
I mean, so she's essentially trying to take down this, like the epicenter of this government with these schematics, and they bust her, and they're like, look, we're not just going to let this slide, and your whole planet is harboring like a group of these people.
Yeah. Right.
And we on a daily basis bomb the Middle East.
You're making IEDs.
Yeah.
Right?
You're making IEDs. On a daily basis, we have these planes, we fly over them, we drop bombs on all these terrorists.
Yeah.
And
because they're rebel sympathizers and Ewok huggers.
Ewok huggers. Goddamn Ewok huggers.
Ewok huggers.
Bomb them. Carpet bomb them.
Carpet bomb those Ewok huggers.
Yeah, so.
Shit.
So by you know, smoking Alderaan, it's just like, look, we're just getting rid of a problem that could turn into a bigger problem. And guess what? Right. Yeah. It did.
You're right.
Mean, fuck, dude.
They failed to stamp out the rebellion before it took hold on other places in the galaxy. And I mean, like you were saying, like even if you look back into like the Vatican and like when it was at the height of its power, sure, like some of their policies were bullshit. Like,
of course,
government. Like, I'm sorry, government is an evolving thing,
right?
And
run by people,
run by human beings or aliens in this case. In some cases, I think they were mainly humans, but like, it's not fair to. I think just be like, well, fuck them. They're evil. Let's just get rid of them. Like, give them a chance. Like, yeah, some of their stuff's antiquated. Maybe they're in the middle of shaking things up. You know? Yeah,
maybe they're just trying to, you know, do universal healthcare.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. They're trying to do it.
Obviously, are difficult. They take time. But
the whole fucking
Obama
galaxy.
Nailed it. So,
yeah.
Imagine doing it over several different planets.
Yeah, if we can't do it in one
galaxies,
little country.
Right.
Think of that.
Think about the immensity of the galaxy. You're trying to get everybody on the same single payer health plan. I mean, it's almost impossible.
Almost
if anybody's going to pull it off, it's you know, Darth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darth.
Exactly.
I love when you call him Darth, he seems like. He seems a lot like I kind of want to vote for him.
Yeah.
Bernie's an easy name to vote for.
Yeah.
Bernie Darth.
Darth is also a very easy name to vote for.
It is.
How many kids out there are named Darth?
I'm with Darth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to name it.
Down with Darth.
Like, do you think that would happen in our country, like on a much smaller scale? Like, say, I don't know, let's go with my favorite state, Texas. Say
my
Texas
favorite state,
is
Texas.
Being,
yeah.
Say Texas is being like, awful.
Right.
And they've got the schematics to literally take down the Pentagon. And they're just like, fuck you. Fuck everything you stand for, United States government. Like, we're rebelling. The South never died. Blah, 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 blah. Like, honest to God, if it really got crazy like the rebellion did, I bet they would send the fucking armed forces.
Oh, they'd have
Texas.
To. They'd have to. Because that's, I mean, that's the only.
You have to save the rest
they'd have
of
to
the
send,
union.
I don't know, stormtroopers?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, stormtroopers. Stormtroopers are just.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look underneath those masks, Stormtroopers? Yeah.
They're like you
just,
and me.
Just a bunch of kids who didn't go to college.
Exactly. That's right. Just a bunch of kids who played high school football, yeah, trying to do their part.
Yeah. Trying to do their thing, man.
They could take college classes when they were done serving.
Trying to get those discounts on airfares. When
that's right.
Exactly.
But
getting that boob job with your payout, you know?
Exactly.
Do what you need to do.
I mean, it's an interesting... What?
No, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Soldier got a boob job with your payout?
Some soldiers do. They get their little stipend at the end, and it's like, what are you going to use it for? Some go to college. Some maybe invest in property. Some get a big old boob job.
Right.
I would buy a crotch rocket myself.
I think getting a boob job is investing in property.
It is.
Right?
It is. Especially if you're the type of man or woman soldier that is going to use those tits for good,
for good,
but also for like self promotion and for like getting more, like, of course, like, I think
getting more boob jobs,
it's a smart
college
gig.
You invest $200,000 and you maybe will make that money back.
You get a psychology degree,
a boob job,
$6,000 maybe,
for $6,000 to $10,000. You're definitely going to turn heads from somebody with $1 million.
Yeah.
In
you're making dates and yacht trips,
you're making that money back.
You're making that one night at Sports Harbor.
Yeah.
Making that money back.
You're making
that's
that money.
Right.
Yeah, but like the potential to shack up and get pregnant by a guy with money is higher than you getting a job out of college.
Think of the ROI on that.
ROI for $6,000 versus $200,000?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting a boob job.
Oh my God.
I'm very glad.
Let's all do it.
I'm glad we have an in-house female on this pod so that it doesn't come off.
We can talk
like,
about it.
Fuck college, women. Go get boob jobs instead. You can make that back in a husband immediately.
Yeah.
Did you read it said?
Yeah.
College sucks. Tits are great.
Tits are great. Invest in your tits.
Hey,
but
man,
the thing about us is we're talking about men and women. We're equal opportunity.
Yeah, we never specified who's getting the boob job.
I'm not saying it's
going
to be successful for the guys, but you never know until you try.
Have men that are not transitioning genders ever gotten a boob job? Is there any value in that?
I know they've gotten breast reductions. Like lots of older guys grow big old boobs.
Can't wait.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
They always look
like those kind of like droopy triangular teen boobs.
Are you starting to look like Michael Moore?
Yeah, you kind of got to get
He's turning into an old woman, right?
It's breast tissue. You got to get that
kinda
removed.
Kind of is a little bit. Putting out some good docs, though, still.
That guy
actually puts out some quality stuff. Anyway.
I like that guy.
We're not talking about that.
I just saw the saddest little tweet from Stormtrooper number 5126.
This is one of my favorites on here.
At I love my family and my life. Looking forward to another great day as an innocent man on this beautiful artificial planet 2 hours before the explosion of the Death Star. There were
thousands of innocent people
on the Death Star.
And that's another interesting
point. Maybe millions.
Point.
I don't know how big this thing is.
Just regular middle class workers.
Yes.
You know, Joe the plumber, literally just like making gaskets.
Think of all the different services that have to be in the Death Star. There's got to be a hospital. There's got to be cafeterias.
There's a Sbarro pizza for sure.
There's a Sbarro for sure.
At least one.
Definitely.
It's a very big,
probably a couple.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sorry. Like, there's got to be some laundresses.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be some
nail
people
salon.
Maybe that don't even speak the language. They're literally there to feed their children.
On another star.
On another star.
Right. They probably came from the rebel star and they're just
sending
we're
money.
Not one of those. Those are rebels, guys. We're
they're
just
not giving
doing
me jobs.
Thing.
Like the rebels aren't paying to keep my children alive,
right.
But the Empire is. Like they've given me an honest job.
Right.
That's a problem with people that think they can run the government better than the government. Like what? Okay, let's just say your rebellion works.
Right.
Then what the fuck are you going to do?
You got a
million planets in this galaxy that are now just floating with like no order.
Right.
So, what happens when somebody steals your stamps, dog boobs, like you said earlier?
I mean,
federal mail fraud.
Exactly. The Empire would get me my stamps back and then some.
At least you'd have somebody to call and be like, I want to make a report.
Right.
And so it's same thing with like the Ruby Ridge. I watched a Ruby Ridge documentary recently.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Holy smokes. These people wanted to take the government down. And like Tim McVeigh was all like adjacent to this whole thing.
Same with Waco, man, right?
Waco was all connected. Yeah. So they, you know, what happens when you take the government down, guys? Like,
what do you do?
How
are you
going to like...
It's some short-term thinking, man. Mm-hmm.
It's really
short-term thinking.
And so were the rebels, right? And Princess Leia. I just found a great one on / Empire Did Nothing Wrong. It's a woman at the Women's March in Washington, and she's wearing the pink pussy hat. And is that what they're called?
I think so, right?
Is that derogatory?
You can say that.
I think that's what they're called.
That's what they're called.
And she's holding a sign that says, without women, the Death Star would still be around today. And there's a picture of Leia and the girl from the new Rogue One.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, she's just like mocking this tragic event.
Yeah, and
of all
smiling.
These, yeah, it's like saying like...
It would be like holding a sign that's like without...
The Twin
Bin
Towers.
Laden, oh, the Twin Towers would still be around.
Right, right.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
And like
me?
We would be capitalism would still be destroying people's lives.
Yeah.
And that's like, and that's the thing that, you know, there's, I mean, this is what's so difficult about this is because there are kids in the Middle East who all they know is their family has been bombed by the American troops and American drones, right? And to them, they're not bad people. They're like, maybe uncle was caught up in some dark shit, but it's like they weren't, right?
Yeah.
Or their school wasn't. Or like, you know, the Assad regime is poisoning their people. And they're just like, well, fuck, man. What am I supposed to do? I don't have a choice. I'm going to join the rebels, right?
Yeah.
And, you know. And,
well,
and,
especially since they can't come into the empire now.
Yeah.
Empire has its walls up.
I mean, so it's one of those. I mean, plus, so here is one in defense of the rebels, I guess. Not that they need defense because they're scumbags, but
yeah. What are you, a sympathizer?
I know. Me thinking Luke Skywalker is cool is basically me thinking that Osama bin Laden is a good bro.
Yeah,
more or less. But no, it. So
I would say Luke is not Osama. Like Senator Palpatine, the Emperor is Osama,
right?
And then Vader would have been the other guy.
Well, no, they wouldn't have been Osama because they're part of the government.
Yeah, it would be like Trump and Bannon, maybe.
Yeah, they'd be like Trump and Bannon.
Oh, no, yeah. So Osama would have been Leia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's the mastermind.
The mastermind of
exactly.
And then I guess
although he kind of looks
would
like,
have been her brother, or his brother, whoever. Bill bin Laden.
Yeah,
Billy bin Laden. Yeah.
Jeff bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. Great at darts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just found a really chilling image.
Jeff bin Laden.
Jeff bin Laden. He's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
The Holocaust of Endor. Vile rebel scum celebrates the death of our glorious emperor with a feast. Never forget. And an Ewok standing over the dead bodies of two stormtroopers.
Oh, shit.
Think of that. And then they're telling me, I mean, I got to fact check this stuff, but I mean, when Trump tells me stuff, I don't fact check it. Ewoks have been known to attempt to cook and eat humans before.
Oh,
they almost certainly are the loyal troops of the 501st, whose armor they display as trophies.
Oh boy,
they're vicious creatures, and they eat humans.
That's some ISIS shit, man.
That's fucked up.
Damn.
And you know that scene where they have the stormtroopers' heads cut off, and they're playing them as drums,
right?
I mean, guess who else cuts off heads?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
ISIL.
Yes,
that's true.
Ring any bells?
I mean, do we? So ring any bells?
Yeah.
Let me say a word, see if you catch on. ISIS.
ISIS?
Sound familiar?
Say another word. ISIL?
Yeah. Heard of it before?
I mean, the other thing, too, so when you hear about ISIS and Al-Qaeda, et cetera, you also know of the atrocities they're doing at home to their people, right?
Yeah.
Is there any evidence on both sides of the coin? Because with the government, the Death Star, the Senate, et cetera, were they... Apart from just enforcing rules and trying to keep general rule of law, were they doing anything that was just like objectively fucked up? Like torturing people for no reason and fucking taking food and giving it to their dads and shit like that?
They're stormtroopers?
Yeah.
I think you'd probably have like factions that didn't behave right.
No, they're drones.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They do what they're told.
I think they were, but you never really saw them like, you didn't see like police brutality videos.
No, you kind of just saw them following orders.
Our cops are worse than they.
True.
So on the other side, but this is where maybe the ISIS analogy kind of falls, but not a little bit. But we don't with the rebels in Star Wars, you don't really they're not like as far as we know, they were never doing anything that was like you need to wear this hat or else you're getting punished.
No.
Right? Like they were also kind of like we're just fighting for justice, man.
Yeah.
That's it. All we're doing is fighting for justice, right?
And it's just like, the galaxy's huge. If you don't have a central government trying to promote order and like peace, it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah, and everybody's going to be back vying, to this... for some, vying for that planet over there. There's a planet over there with a lot of coal on it.
Yeah.
The Republic
wants it first,
The
right?
Republic wants socialism. I mean, essentially. Yeah. They want everyone to like work together and be equal and share. And like that works... Not at all.
No,
not at
as
all.
As we know.
That's
right?
Where my Sanders thing falls apart, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, but
no, but it's that's kind of what they want. I mean, it's right. And that's what they had before, and that obviously wasn't working. I mean, the whole, not to mention, like, if the Republic did work, we wouldn't even have a fucking Star Wars series. So
yeah.
Thank
true.
God.
You're right.
For the Empire,
that's
right?
True.
You're
all
right.
You nerds out there that are like, fuck you guys. I mean, like.
Think about it.
Think about
it.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have a movie. You'd have like a happy economy.
Yeah.
Right.
A socialist economy where everyone got like 3 scoops of rice and like 2 cans of beans.
Yeah.
Across the board. No thanks.
No
thanks.
Sounds
lame, guys.
I'll work harder and get my prime rib. Thank you very
much. Yeah.
Exactly. See?
But you know what? It's also a really interesting side of this. The Jedi.
Yeah. Because let's talk about it.
Let's
talk
about that.
I got a lot to say about the Jedi too.
Because they're part of the rebellion, yes. They're always quick to violence.
Right.
They always brandish their
they cut off
sabers.
Tons of heads.
Tons of heads.
Right.
And if you think about it, they're kind of religious fanatics.
They are.
They're talking about some force that's around everybody and they control it. They alone control it.
That's very true, man.
Yeah, they
and that's their justification for what they do.
So their force comes from this thing called midichlorians, which is this tiny sub symbiotic organism in people's blood. They call it, it's like mitochondria, right?
Okay.
Right. And so they say everyone can access it, the force, but in reality, it's a genetic trait that's passed down, which means some people have it and some people don't.
Sounds like a cult.
It's well, if you have it, you're good. Like you can be part of the Jedi militia. But if you don't have it, you're just kind of fucked. And I don't know. It made me think about like some people are dealt a better hand in this world than others, like genetically, right? Like there's the 6'6" guy who can run a 4.2 40 and play in the NFL. Like that guy didn't earn that. I mean, I'm sure he works hard to keep it, but like,
yeah.
Then there's the guy that's born with the club
Phelps
foot
body.
Michael Phelps. Like he's essentially dealt the Jedi hand, and so because they have this power, they say they use it to keep order and balance, but really what they are is like a hit squad, right?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
They get sent somewhere.
They do tricks to like impress the ladies and they fucking kill people.
They use the game technique to trick ladies.
Yeah.
And they peacock all day with those little ponytails.
Exactly.
And then they whip out their saber and they cut your fucking head off.
Peacock.
It's pretty brutal shit.
You're right.
Guys, this little meme sums it all up, I think.
Whoa. Okay.
So this is a picture of Luke standing. I think this is probably, Empire Strikes Back maybe or something.
Is that on...
Actually, that's Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Star Wars is the story of an orphaned farm boy that is radicalized after a military strike kills his family. He is indoctrinated into an ancient religion and joins a band of insurgents on a terrorist attack that kills 300,000 people.
Exactly.
That's the fucking story.
That is the story.
Think of that.
That is the story of Star Wars, right?
Oh my God.
And we have the audacity to think that ISIS isn't cool. They're so cool.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
They're not cool.
No.
We're not justifying ISIS. We're just saying open your minds, you know?
See it a different way. Think if the person who thinks they have not been brainwashed maybe needs to think a little harder.
Right. Wake up.
Wake
sheeple.
Up, sheeple.
Wake up.
The Empire did nothing wrong.
Right. So here's another one. So when a rebel tells me that Lord Vader upset the balance of the Force, right? Before Vader, you were the chosen one. It was said that you would destroy the Sith, not join them. You were not bringing balance to the Force. Before Vader, you just see everybody just kind of wandering around. This is going to be a tough one to explain, actually. I think this is like super... You know Star Wars better than I do, I assume.
Yes.
Does that make sense of this?
Yeah, I think I should be able to, but I'll be the first to admit if I don't get it.
Okay.
Wait, can you send me that?
Yeah.
What's the link?
I think it's Empire Did Nothing Wrong, backslash.
Okay.
And that's it.
But I'm kidding. That's it?
No. This one, well, let's find another one. This one's taking us off the rails really quickly. Because this one, actually, here's one. Death Star from the Star Wars would cost about... Oh, Jesus. 852.
Oh, my God.
What is 12 zeros? 15 zeros? A gajillion? If humans try to build it in real world. So you're telling me
it's a quadrillion.
Quadrillion. So the Death Star would cost 852 quadrillion, there's definitely Smara pizzas in there. At least that much. And then they destroyed the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tax money.
Think of that.
Good guy Palpatine. I have a good guy Palpatine meme.
Good.
Employs millions, reunites father and son, creates millions of construction jobs, mentors a troubled youth, saves Anakin's life, puts an end to Senate corruption. Good guy Palpatine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, you know what?
I don't detect any lies.
I mean, it makes compelling points.
That's
man.
What's interesting about the sub is like it's not just a joke. Like,
right.
I feel like it's kind of tongue in cheek, but also the arguments they're making are like you could kind of see it that way. And
totally.
It kind of gives you an idea of what it's like to be brainwashed, because the point of view from which we saw these movies was the rebellion point of view. And it's like we've grown up with them.
Right.
This is what we saw when we were little kids, you know.
Totally.
This is what we're showing our kids.
We're told there's objective good and bad.
Yeah.
Starship, you guys have seen Starship Troopers.
Of course.
Great film.
So good.
Fantastic film. But it almost takes on the same topic we're discussing. Like, it's from the point of view of the Empire, and it's like, join up, join the rebellion, but they're actually the Empire, and they're killing all these like innocent bugs that are just trying to like get on with their lives.
Right.
And it's this great piece of satire, like hidden, and it's kind of like, It's the same thing as what we're discussing
it hits
now.
The topic,
like,
yeah.
So what do we do about it if we're not pro? Do we think
we got to keep it to ourselves, man? Because we're gonna get raided.
Yeah,
we're gonna get fucking Jedi. Our heads are gonna get cut off,
right?
By some guy with like a plastic sword. He's gonna start whipping our necks.
Let's like this is an interesting one. Okay, so this is like. This is what resolve looks like. And it shows, I need to look at the comments real quick to know if that's Palpatine or if that's another guy. Let's just say it's Palpatine. Who's the one that's left scarred and deformed?
Palpatine looked really, really,
really
ugly.
Fucked.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Palpatine.
Let's say he's left scarred and deformed, has stronger resolve. He comes back scarred, he comes back gross. And you know what? He believes in order and peace and shit in the galaxy even more. Then you look at little Yoda. He loses his Jedi bathrobe. He goes into exile.
Yeah.
Think of that.
That's pretty funny.
Like, think of the hardships, the comparison there. Right. And like, Yoda just goes, fuck it.
I'm
going to go live in the swamp on the planet and never do good again.
It's kind of a cowardly move.
Wuss,
like,
man.
How strong did you believe in your shit? Like,
That's
did you
true.
Really believe in, you know, your, what you were fighting for?
Right.
Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like you were very easily retired.
Do you guys think, on a serious note, that the United States government has like overreached its powers? Like,
yeah, 100%. I mean, but this is what's the struggle. This
and,
is where it's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but if like, do we need a centralized governing body in the world to keep things sort of like at bay? And are we the best people to do it? Like, I think yes. Like, we're not
the best ones to do it
out of any other country. I mean,
oh,
maybe
yeah,
you could say
I
like.
Agree.
Germany, well, Germany tried twice.
I think, yeah, that's true.
Didn't work.
I mean,
Japan tried.
I think we.
China's tried.
That's the point of the United Nations, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is to essentially be the force that so that the United States doesn't have to do all that stuff. But that's a lot of what you hear Trump talking about all the time, where it's just like, you motherfuckers aren't pulling your weight.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are doing all this stuff, right?
The weight is supposed to just be a governance.
It's financial weight too. I mean, I think the United States is contributing. I don't know if it's
like
not to the UN, but it's like it's.
Well, you can make the same argument about the states, right? Like
the
states pay into the federal government,
right.
And the federal government redistributes the wealth back to.
The
states, like California pays more than they get in return.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Alabama pays nothing and they get more than they deserve.
Totally.
And that's the UN balancing act of it all, right?
And this is interesting.
So United States, of course, they pay more.
They do. But it's also like a percentage of their
GDP.
So
I love
like
saying GDP.
There's the top 10 providers of assessed contributions to United Nations peacekeeping operations for 2016. United States is 28.57%.
That's
a huge
a
amount.
That's fucking huge, yeah.
And second place is half of that. China is 10%.
Yeah.
Japan's
9%.
China.
Yeah.
The Russian Federation, 4%. Italy, 3%. Like, I'm not saying Italy they should be cheese. More, but it's like, it really is.
We don't have any money, but we got Parmesan.
We'll send you some Parmigiano. How come we can make those?
How can you be mid with wine?
That's the one accent I'm allowed to do. The other ones are offensive. Sorry. Sorry for past shitty accents.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting point because this is kind of where, I mean, first of all, this gets into a little bit of like Trump sympathy, which
I know.
Which, you know, I mean, I'm all about, I did not support Trump, I don't support Trump, but I'm all about reasoning with people who are
fucking
logical, right?
Ewok hugger.
Ewok hugger. I saw another meme one here, by the way, that was, it was called Damn Hippies. And it was Princess Leia talking to a stormtrooper or Vader, and it was like, how about instead of saying fuck the government, you just follow our galactic laws?
Yeah. Right? Does it hurt that bad? You're like an elite.
I know.
Top 1%. Like, is it really that hard for you to follow the rules?
She's just trying to become the next emperor. I mean,
yeah, man. But that's Osama bin Laden shit, dude. He comes from a rich family. He's trying to take down the fucking government to imply his own shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So he can become the next Trump.
By filling the brains of of poor, you know, foot soldiers with his bullshit.
And you know his refrigerator stocked with hecka Sbarro pizza.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
And he's like watching tons of porn. He's living the good life, but he's telling people he's like living the simple cave life.
Yeah
when they
ain't living no cave life.
when they went and got him, when they eventually killed Osama bin Laden, he was living in a suburb of Mosul.
Yeah, it was like a nice suburb with like a 62-inch plasma.
Watching Days of Our Lives on a Tuesday afternoon at 2
p.m. Like, have you seen this show, The Weeds? Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's wonderful.
Check it out.
So yeah, so what were we talking about? Oh, the government overreach, et cetera. Yeah, I mean, I do think that it's a shame that America has to contribute as much as it does, but this is an interesting question. Like, should there be a world police? If you think there should, then America just de facto is going to be, because A, they're contributing way more than UN or way more than anybody else in the UN. Even if the UN was supposed to be, the United States is still like the primary shareholder of the whole operation.
Yeah,
right?
And when you pay more, you expect more control, right?
Yeah.
That's more on a flight, I expect first class. When I pay less, I sit in the back with the mouth breathers.
Right.
My flight home yesterday was, I sat next to, I call them Mr. and Mrs. Costco. Like, they had so much fucking food.
Ew.
That they brought, they were like 68-year-old.
People
like,
act
couple.
Like a 5-hour flight that is going to be like, I'm going to starve.
They had 100,000 calories worth of snacks. Like, they had a 4-pound bag of trail mix, a 2-pound bag of beef jerky, which smells like,
it's
cured meat.
Yeah.
The king size bag of Twizzlers, which also smell, and then those like cheap peanut butter crackers that also smell.
Oh.
So like all these like wafting smells, and they're offering, like, you want some? I'm like, no.
They're like munching with their mouths open.
Oh my God. And the woman had a broken leg, and I'm going like, that's just diabetes.
Yeah.
Like attacking your bones.
Sister, like, stop snacking. Constantly.
And then they crush like 4 Diet Cokes each.
Oh Jesus. My God.
God damn.
Someone's on vacation.
Someone's partying. I was doing Coke the whole time and drinking whiskey, so I guess.
You think they were going on vacation at Bakersfield or something?
I think they were probably, everyone on my flight was like hitting up Disneyland.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Everyone was just going.
There's a NASCAR tournament in town.
Dude, Disneyland, you see, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not talking shit about fat people here.
Right.
I'm not.
You can. I mean,
I'm not one of those people that sees a fat person as like gross.
Right.
Like, have some self control. Like, I really don't think that much about it. But then when you're in a place like Disneyland or Disney World is the only one I can think of.
Disneyland or Disney World.
So many overweight Americans or
Epcot
I don't know where they're from,
Center.
Like in one place. It is a little shocking.
Yeah, I mean, well, you get that in the mall. You get that anywhere.
True.
Anywhere where you see a mass of people. As long as it's not a gym, you're probably going to see a lot of overweight
Americans. Yeah, I've been to Mall of America. That place is even more intense than Disneyland because it's
feel the earth shaking.
Minnesota.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
A lot. Well, speaking of bodies, I just found this post on Empire Did Nothing Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is the ideal male body. You may not like it, but this is what peak performance looks like.
Okay.
And it's Lord Vader without his suit. So he's veiny and kind of gross, but also like he's got that weird
kind of sexy
thing, this console in his chest, and he's got his breather machine, and it's like, right. sorry guys, you may not like it, but this is literally peak performance.
Hey man.
And it is.
I mean,
and if you're a futurist and you're into like wearable technology like Fitbits,
yeah.
Or which I think is going to be coming is like the chip in your hand to replace your wallet.
Right.
I mean, Vader's just kind of ahead of the curve again.
He is.
I mean,
and what's really amazing about him, and kind of what's actually a
Darth.
Little, it's like, it's like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's almost inspiring, this post,
right.
Because you're seeing Lord Vader's personal and like bodily limitations.
Right.
And he still persists. And yet Vader persists. You know? He's like,
right.
His body's pretty ruined. He'd probably be the first to admit that his like natural shell is far from peak performance without right. all the cybernetics.
Hey, but, man, I think you're right.
But that's kind of beautiful. You look at Luke, you look at Obi-Wan, like,
right.
like have they, I mean, the only time Luke's had a bodily, like, something standing his way is when he got his hand cut off, right?
Right.
But that's because he was
Which
being mean to his
nothing.
Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
His dad just wanted to get the family back together.
Yeah, if you're a Jedi,
peace.
Cutting off someone's hand's like a spanking.
Yeah.
You just, like, you should take his hand.
Think of all the shit Vader's been through, and he still believes in, like, order, and Luke gets his hand cut off. And it's like crying like a little bitch.
Yeah. And then fucking after he gets his hand cut off, they just slap on this kick-ass chrome robotic hand, which
yeah.
looks very dope.
Yeah.
Right.
Like how bad would it be to lose a hand?
Right.
I don't know.
Not that bad.
Not in the galaxy.
Yeah.
I want my hand now because the replacements are shit. But
mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, you see so many rebels dying. You don't see them getting these top of the line chrome hands to replace their missing limbs. Not that they put a hand on a missing leg.
So you're
but
trying to say the Empire doesn't value their soldiers?
I'm saying,
are you
no, I'm saying
rebel?
The rebels
scum?
Are giving special treatment to Luke. Like if you see other rebels getting hurt, I don't
That's
think
true.
They're giving the same care to them.
Oh, so because he's like a legacy.
Yeah, I think
treated.
He's getting special deference or he's like, he's privileged. He's got privilege.
He's got
like
privilege.
Osama's son or some shit.
Jedi white privilege.
Well, I think Osama bin Laden was already, he was a privileged guy.
Yeah.
Like he was...
Like a billionaire.
Went to college in
exactly
like Missouri or some shit like that.
Yeah. And he's like telling all of his followers, like, don't worry if your legs get blown off. It's for the cause. Meanwhile, he's got like robotic legs.
Right. He's got a bunch of, he's got a bunch of
robotic
slaves.
Limbs.
He's driving on a Segway.
Yeah.
He wasn't
like,
actually
watching weeds on a Palm Pilot.
Yeah. His torso is attached to a Segway bottom and he's just moving.
Oh, that's my dream.
But like,
oh,
that's, but then I look at the Death Star and I'm like, probably everyone who's injured who gets back to the Death Star, whether you're a foot soldier or a TIE fighter, like, you're getting top of the line medical treatment
right.
at the Death Star.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude.
I think the big takeaway here is in my opinion, like what were the rebels trying to really accomplish? Because we see that, great, the Death Star is gone and everything's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Now what do you do now? You gotta, are you just gonna let everybody run chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, because there are a lot of bad people on those planets, man. You walk into one bar and you kind of get
it's
a mix
full
up
of assassins.
With,
yeah.
Full of assassins, dude. So that government is trying to protect you from
yeah.
all those assassins.
Yeah.
And they're trying to protect you from all those other rebel factions,
I mean,
who were a little bit more like, hey, man, we're just trying to sell some opiates.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Do we want to go back to just like warring tribes? Is that
yeah.
what's better?
Well,
right.
that's essentially what happens, right? I mean, that's like they
yes.
all
it
these
is.
Warring tribes, like the Death Star is gone. And then it's like, all right, we're going back to like the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
And we're going to see which warring tribe comes out on top. And then we're going to do it all over again.
Yeah. So
right?
just accept it. Tweak it.
Tweak it. Right.
I mean, don't like burn the whole mother down.
Yeah,
I mean, to destroy a whole.
Vote for your senators, guys.
Exactly.
If you were smart, you yeah. would assassinate or you'd run for office and
right.
you would take the emperor's job and then
right.
keep the infrastructure. I mean, it's pretty short-sighted to destroy this huge
right.
piece of technology.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like a waste of money.
Yeah. I mean, why don't you vote for a politician who's going to filibuster the Palpatine's nomination?
Yeah.
I mean, that's real change.
That's yeah. smart politics.
That's smart politics.
And
if Leia had any wits about her, she would have run for a local
exactly.
office.
Leia went for the nuclear option without even thinking about it.
You don't,
I mean,
you don't like the way things are being run.
Right.
join her local school council. Exactly. Like, why did she start that? She already was a princess.
Yeah.
She could have started.
Join your local school council.
Join, like, the city council.
Maybe,
like,
run for county treasurer.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. you can make a real difference.
Really make a difference.
Blow up an 856
kajillion
dollar piece
civic project.
A civic project. Basically just blew up a bridge, man. Yeah. Taxpayer money.
Murdered, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. Like, I just,
yeah.
Really? Like, is that the answer? But that's what the Jedi religion teaches you,
that's,
you know?
True.
It's like, if you think about it, right, like, they always tell you, like, the force is flowing through you. You feel it. It's like, we can't explain it. Thousands of years of science can't explain it. You know, they're always influencing the weak-minded by being like, you don't need to see our IDs and all this bullshit. And even though he's part of the rebellion, Han Solo is kind of like an admirable figure because he's the skeptic of this bullshit.
That's true. That's interesting. That's
he sees that the hand-waving crap and he's like, you know what? Like, I'm reading this paper called The Four Skeptics page. Hmm. And the conclusion of this whole study of the, like, the bullshit of this religion is that, like, despite the claims of great powers, the members of the Jedi Order can do nothing that can't be accomplished by common stage magicians using mundane props. So it's like, even though Darth Vader was, like, in the right and, like, this, the subreddit is, like, supportive of him, his sad devotion to that ancient religion did nothing to help him conjure up the stolen data tapes or give him clairvoyance enough to fight in the rebels' hidden fortress. So, like, the existence of the Force has never been objectively demonstrated ever. Right. Conveniently enough for the Jedi, supposedly can't be objectively demonstrated.
Right.
You just have to believe it. So Han Solo, he's like, like, I don't think it's real. Right.
He's got some body doubles.
Yeah. Like, if Han Solo had been influenced by the Empire,
right,
I think he could have been a real good,
he would have been a kick-ass,
a good spokesman.
Leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the truth out there and be like, you guys, this is a cult. This is very Heaven's Gate.
Some science, Heaven's Gate, very Scientology.
HG. Yes, very HG.
For every one stormtrooper you get 10 virgins.
Yeah,
and your next planet, your next.
I mean, it does seem like really fucking fake.
Yeah, it's bullshit. This article.
Bullshit, man.
I think it's funny article, that we all really took to this.
Well, it just, like, really lines up. So this other thing I just read, it's, you know, in all the time we spend observing the Rebel Alliance, we never hear of their governing strategy of their plans for post-imperial universe. All we see are plots and fighting. Their victory over the Empire doesn't liberate the galaxy. It turns the galaxy into Somalia. Dominated by local warlords who are answerable to no one.
Right?
Hey,
so at the end of the day, like, we can really apply that logic to everybody who's running for a seat in office. They're like, your system sucks. I'm going to make it better. How? Trust me. Like, that's what every politician says. And then they get in the office and then they're like, oh, this is, like, really hard and I can't be effective. And that's what Trump's doing right now.
Yeah.
Right.
He ran on the essential rebel platform of your system's fucked and it's corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to make it better.
Yeah.
And now he's like,
now guess
I can't
what?
Make it better.
I can't make it better. Exactly.
So, man, I guess at the end of this whole pod, I'm just going to be depressed about politics.
Yeah.
I mean,
and nothing gets done.
Nothing gets done.
But it's better to have a nothing get done system than a I can do what I want system by one guy's opinion.
I think the Empire does get shit done. I feel like the early Republic didn't. And that's where we're kind of at right now.
Maybe the Empire is more, less like the United States and more like China.
Maybe.
Yeah.
China can just build a fucking city. Like, yeah. They don't have to ask.
And you know, China's also like, they're kind of chill in a lot of ways. Like they're, like we don't.
China rules.
I'm
moving to Canada. Dude, I'm moving to China.
I was thinking about this. I think yesterday about how there are a lot of things right now happening that you kind of go, China. It's kind of a communist country, but at the same time, it's like there are a lot of new businesses coming out of that place.
They're only communist as a prideful stance. Like they just don't want to admit that they're not anymore. But the reality is that of course they are.
Yeah.
Capitalist.
Yeah. Right? I mean, they seem to be enhancing businesses and stuff. I mean, their taxes are probably fucked up, but they're also like crushing it right now, right?
Yeah. I mean,
people make money and some people are richer than others, which doesn't sound communistic.
Exactly.
To me, I don't think they're communists.
I think they're communist by name and party only, but not in practice.
Just to not be like America.
Yeah.
I think they go through some bullshit too, though. Like everybody does, but like, isn't Hong Kong its own entity and it has its own government? Like they don't get the same rights, or they like pay higher taxes or something. Like there's always like student protests going on in Hong Kong about like, this is bullshit, but maybe they're the rebels. I don't know.
Shitty part about Chinese wealth is that if you put it in a bank in China, the government can just come in and like use it to build a city.
There are some crazy rich people in China, though.
But that's why they come here and park their money in America, because it's safer.
That's true.
Ooh, I found a really great little thumbnail here.
Okay.
Ooh, like it.
The title is The Empire Shall Prevail, and it's a picture of a tub of imperial nuts, and it says, these rebel scum can suck on my tub of imperial nuts. That's beautiful.
It's powerful stuff, guys.
I love that they see their message in everyday items. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think I kind of came out of this feeling a little sympathetic with the government, gotta be honest.
Me too.
I don't think they're trying, like, our government isn't necessarily trying to destroy everybody's life.
No, man.
They're trying to keep some stability,
right,
to keep the capitalistic system moving.
Well, not even just, I mean, yes, the capitalist system, and there are people that are monsters in our society, mm-hmm, and in our system, but we have a lot of, our world is a complicated place that's very, I think there's a fragile balance. Yeah. And I think that as much as we probably at our core, and the more cynical politicians in the world are probably going, listen, if we don't put our foot down, we're going to get all this taken away from us. So we need to be the top dogs forever, right? But at the same time,
It's probably true.
But there's also like North Korea, who you just go, what the fuck are they doing? I don't fucking know. We need to make sure that we are policing that, because that could be bad, right?
Yep.
Or like the Middle East, right? As much as we've sympathized with or we have antagonized the Luke Skywalker as an ISIS compatriot, which he's not.
Yeah.
I think it's a little more complicated than that. But I think there is a legitimate threat where you have somebody from the Middle East coming in and being like, creating some massive terrorist attack situation, and then you have to retaliate in some capacity. And so there's a need to be a little bit of a world police. It's just a fucking bummer that it feels like America has been like, all right, guys, I'll pay rent every month. We'll just pay me, and then I'll go out and pay rent. And then one day America goes, you know what? I don't really want to keep paying rent anymore. This is a pain in the ass. Like, can somebody else pay rent? And everybody just goes, well, what the fuck?
We
can't do it. Yeah. Like, and that's kind of what it feels like sometimes. It's like we've been put in this situation where we've had to do something as like a progressive move to keep the world moving forward.
Yeah.
And then people in other countries and whatever have all collectively been like, all right, cool, we're cool with you doing it. And then all of a sudden we go, I don't know if we want to keep doing this. And they go, what?
Like when Russia,
but it's your job.
Yeah. Like when Russia's getting all big and you know, puffing their chest up, like you don't see Italy stepping up or France going, right, like, well, we got this one, guys. You guys totally kick back.
Well, part of it's resources, but...
Yeah, but exactly.
Yeah.
they don't have them.
Exactly. And so it's kind of, you know, we have to...
people expect you to be the world police, but also hate you for it.
Totally.
Because they don't want to do it.
And also choices you have to make. I mean, you know, nobody wants to see photos of Syrian kids being bombed by a drone, right? Because some fucking kid was like playing Call of Duty or memeing while he was controlling the drones, right?
Right.
Which is probably happening. There's a guy in Idaho right now who's like a drone pilot for a job, and he's like just droning, and then somebody sends him a text.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, fuck. And then all of a sudden,
texting
a bunch of kids
die. Think of that.
Texting and droning.
Yeah, hey, I don't know if this is the right platform. I was reading some interesting conspiracy theories about
that. Ooh, uh-oh.
A little side thing. I'm in no way making light of what happened. It's horrific, but...
What about the chemical
attack on those Syrian people? And I was reading, like, if you notice, like, right away, the media was saying Assad did it.
Right.
And it's like, there's, if you look at the people helping the people that were on the ground and were like incapacitated by the chemical,
right.
like they're not covered up. They're not wearing any sort of protection. And the sarin or something, the right. chemical that they're saying that it was, is like, you can have neurological damage by even coming into contact with it on your skin.
Right.
So like so people were just being yeah. a little suspicious of, are we getting the full story here? Why are we calling it for sure Assad did it before an investigation's done? And even right. Trump said, like, we're 100% confident in the outcome of the investigation that Assad did this before there was an investigation. Like there right. hasn't been an investigation.
Sounds I mean, like it's Trump.
A little, yeah, it's a little exactly. jump to a conclusion.
And if Trump ever says, hey, no, we're 100% sure that definitely happened.
That means he hasn't even opened yeah, the
that,
research. Yes.
That means he hasn't opened an email yet.
He barely woke up.
Yeah, he's waking up right now. He saw on Fox News that it probably didn't happen.
Yeah, he just saw a little like ticker at the bottom of yeah. like the show he's watching on yeah. Fox News and was like, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. No, yeah, totally. We definitely did not do that. We have all the proof.
God.
What are you talking about?
What, the attack hasn't even happened yeah. yet?
The thing that I heard it on the news that we didn't do that
chemical
we
attack.
Definitely, we have proof. It's we
like
didn't do that.
Trump, that's scheduled for this afternoon. Yeah. Like fucking shut up. It's good fucking, God, fucking
oh,
idiot!
What a fucking clown! Oh my God! All right. Anyway, I mean, I will say this. That's the last thing I'm going to end on. If Trump is Palpatine in this government that's just trying to keep their shit together, then I probably would have been a rebel too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. He's the closest to Palpatine we've had.
Right, right.
At least in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But so, he's not smart enough to be Palpatine.
Because Palpatine and was kind of a smart.
He was a tactician.
He was
yeah.
very.
I mean, he was more like Bush 1.
Well,
yeah.
Bannon looks a little bit like Palpatine.
Yeah.
So.
He's
and
got
Bannon
that
got
same
the
dead
boot.
Skin
Bannon
all
got
yeah.
the boot yesterday, right?
Wait, no. He from the National Security Council.
But he's still eating French fries and cheeseburgers
yeah.
in the White House.
Yeah. Totally.
He's still dropping Swiss cheese grease around the carpets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steven.
You know that guy's just like slothing around, just oh, like, yeah. hey, set up a couple more grilled cheeses.
Anybody seen my gray sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think everything he touches leaves like little scales of gray dead skin.
Yeah, I need some gauze for my
nose blood.
My nose blood and my cheek scabs. I'm just pussing a little.
He's so
hey guys,
unhealthy looking.
I left an ointment in the bathroom and somebody moved it.
Yeah.
You know who I got to talk
yeah.
to about that?
And
that
Pence is like, yeah. this guy's ointment is all over right. the White House.
That,
like he's got to get kicked off.
That
of
was
security,
a prescription
National
ointment
Security
and it took me like a day to procure. So I'm going to need that back.
There's like probably like a whole stash of all his little samples because he probably right. wouldn't go out and buy
yeah,
the
true.
Actual ointment because
he's
of
the kind
how
of guy who
expensive
like
it is. He just
rubs perfume ads from like Vogue magazine on his skin to make
yeah.
it smell better.
He's like, I'll just rub perfume ads on my ointment scabs. Yeah. He's the guy that you would, you know, when people say they got genital herpes from sitting on a toilet seat.
Oh yeah,
like you actually got
you
it
get
from
it
him.
From talking to him.
That's so watch true. Out next time you visit the White House. Like use that toilet bowl protector.
that's
which
really
I typically
funny.
I'm like, meh.
Yeah, but it's a crazy day
it.
When looking at Steve Bannon's face and then looking at Trump's face. You look at Trump's face and you're like, wow, what smooth, perfect
yeah.
skin.
What an attractive man.
Trump doesn't drink or smoke. Like I think he's actually
he
just
like,
eats like. Only steak,
well,
which isn't good.
He eats only well done steak.
That's
oh
it.
My God.
Like which, he eats leathery beef jerky steak.
Yeah.
Of the highest quality.
Of the best
oh,
quality.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's marbleized
yeah.
to the
so,
max.
So Stephen Colbert had a tweet yesterday that Steve Bannon was removed from the National Security Council. No word on when he'll step down from his role as president.
Right?
That's great.
Which is really great.
Dude, yeah. he's so gross. There's a picture of him on...
Are we body shaming Steve Bannon?
Yeah, I gotta.
Sub question.
He looks sick. If he wasn't such a fucking asshole, maybe I wouldn't, you know?
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't be so mean to him.
You sound like rebel scum right now.
Well, I'm sorry.
Wait, stop being scum.
You know what? Let's...
Sound like a rebel sympathizer.
Yeah, you do.
We have a really interesting, fun little post on our Facebook page asking our fans, all 30 of them, what
love
their
fans.
Favorite Steve Bannon quote is. And you know what? I think ours might be the quote, the women that would lead this country would be pro-family. They'd have husbands. They'd love their children. They wouldn't be a bunch of dykes that came from the Seven Sisters school up in New England. What a guy.
Wait, he wrote that on
his Twitter?
No, he just said it. He said it a few years ago before he was in the limelight. I'm looking at a picture of him right now on a big leather couch with a cup holder in the seat, the like armrest. Like, those kind of couches are so gross.
Right.
And he's sitting on a satin pillow. He's wearing a really big pinstripe dad shirt and jorts with black zippers going up the side.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
With two ballpoint pens stuck into his shirt.
When you decide to become a prostitute, you have to consider the fact that you'll be sleeping with him.
Yes.
And can you do
that?
That's a very good point.
So you're not going to be sleeping with like 19-year-old hard bodies.
No,
they're not
the
Channing
ones.
Tatum's.
No.
It's like going to be Steve Bannon.
At Steve Bannon's face for at least a day before deciding you're going to be a prostitute.
Yeah.
Because that's who's you're going to be sucking in the back of a car.
Yeah, his willy. If you can find it.
If you can find it
underneath.
It's just going to be his belly folds that you have to, you know, motorboat until you can find something sticking out.
Jesus Christ.
You just motorboat my Doritos flavored belly fold.
Doritos powder covered belly button.
If we're going to pull this back to the Star Wars theme thing, he technically would be
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jabba. Would.
Jabba was actually one of the heroes of the. He was doing his own thing.
But he was, he was like...
A couple slave women.
But he was like non-associate. He was just a bad rebel guy, right?
He was an Italian mafioso.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
He was like...
Taking payouts.
Your stereotypical Tony Soprano.
Like, he was the guy that the stormtroopers, like, would they go, hey, boss, there's this guy over here, this big chubby guy. He's fucking with some people. The boss goes, that's Jabba. Don't worry about him right
Think
now.
Think big picture.
Think big picture.
Yeah.
That guy...
He's little fish.
We have an agreement. Don't worry about him right now.
And think about that, because that's probably true. If you think about it, like, does our government go after, like, the guy in Florida who's got a 17-year-old girl in his...
You talking about
in
Mike?
His basement? Yeah. Like, yes,
Mike
it's against
Sausage
the law.
Castle?
Mike Dorsey, right?
Mike Dempsey.
Busey.
Yeah, maybe, like, no one's going after him.
The government's going, don't worry about Mike Busey.
Yeah, he's small fish.
We've been to the Sausage Castle. It's a good time.
Yes.
It's a good time. Yeah. Yeah. If you ever want to see somebody stick a thing of Mountain Dew up their butthole and then chug it, which has been going around.
Go there.
Go to Busey's Sausage Castle.
Yeah.
That's the best place to find what you're looking for.
From your...
Never.
That's kind of a bummer you got denied from the Sausage Castle.
Well, I wouldn't
jump
to conclusions. Yeah. It takes a while to repair.
That's you're right. They're not very quick at...
From a fire.
That's also like getting like... You got denied from your application at community college or something.
Yeah, but I, like I said,
Daytona Beach Community College.
Daytona Beach Community College. You didn't have the GPA to get in.
DBCC.
I'm trying to see. There's no news even from the past week about this. Past
about
month.
The Sausage Castle.
Yeah, I mean the most recent news is just March 13th, infamous Sausage Castle party house back open in Lake County.
Wait, what?
Oh my God.
So there's no reason you shouldn't have gotten accepted.
Well, maybe they're getting back on their feet. Okay, so the infamous Sausage Castle party house is back open. Wow. It's in a new location, still known for its parties full of sex and guns. The house in rural Osceola, I don't know these Floridian words, was the brainchild of social media sensation Mike Busey, blah, 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 blah. All right.
Osceola.
Let's see. They don't really go into detail about like how he rebuilt. I don't know. But I'm happy for him. Maybe now
back.
I can
welcome,
look forward to
back,
hearing
Mike.
Back. Mike, please look up my application. I probably sent it the day of the fire.
Check your email, bro.
Check your email.
I sent it the day of the fire.
He's probably got a very full inbox from like insurance companies and bullshit. But like, I'm in there.
Yeah, but he's also without
filter.
What are the girls called? Busey's babes?
Busey's beauties.
Without Busey's beauties, that's kind of like his currency. So he needs to restock.
He's gonna need to, like, once he gets on his feet, get back to business, dude. Like, he should have a filter in his Gmail for the beauties applications.
That's
especially now that we know Reggie's gone straight edge.
Right. Ratchet Reggie. She's no longer
she's
like
not
a veterinarian
even there
now.
Yeah. Good for her.
She supports him still, which I think is lovely, but she doesn't squirt chocolate out anymore either.
Wow. Maybe in her free time, with her new boyfriend.
Yeah, could be.
And you know what? Good for them.
Good for them.
It just reminds me how much we all loved the Juggalos. So yeah. That's all I'll say is like I still love them.
Yeah.
Except for me, I think they're pieces of shit.
I think we're 2-4 or 1 against Juggalos. Yeah.
So,
you've been outvoted. You have to be for them.
I don't remember you being so anti them while we were talking about it.
I mean, if I have to take a stance, I'm for drinking water. I'm not for nothing. Drinking soda.
I think he's worried that Charlie's going to become Chucky Two Chains.
Yeah. I think that's probably a
hip hop phenomenon.
He's already showing an affinity for strawberry flavored soda.
He's going to play the Wicked stage with a Z.
Oh, God.
At next year's gathering.
Yeah.
All right. We probably need to wrap this one up.
Yeah. That's a really, I really like that it challenged us to turn something so near and dear to our hearts and like our culture on its head
guys,
and look at it in a different
your
way.
Mind.
Do you guys know? No? I just found a great. Do you guys know about Stolen Valor?
No.
It's when it's like a thing on the internet, but it's when people dress up in military gear that weren't actually in the military.
Oh, I've seen that shit, yeah.
And so then there's like all these YouTube videos of like real military people calling them out like on camera and like, I'd be like, you're a fraud. Mm-hmm. It's called Stolen Valor, but this is a great meme. It's when Luke is going to rescue Leia and he's dressed up as a star trooper. And this post just says "Stolen Valor Alert." And it's a picture of Luke with his helmet off as a stormtrooper because he's faking being a stormtrooper. Just saw this douchebag in front of a detention center, block AA-23, posing as a stormtrooper. Nice non-regulation haircut, asshole. Share this image, make him famous.
That's so true. Look at his shaggy, rebellious haircut.
What a hippie.
What a hippie.
Totally.
It's fucking hippie scum. All right, so let's hit a couple randoms. And this one, I think I just got the lamest Reddit I've ever seen.
Ooh, what?
November 2017 bumpers. This is for women who are expecting in November of 2017.
What?
That's the entire sub is only for women that are expecting.
Why?
Them. Wait, expecting babies?
Expecting babies, yeah. Wait,
so
we are a
touch?
Subreddit for mamas and mamas to be and their partners due in or around November 2017.
Wow.
The mission of this subreddit is to receive and provide support for women in similar stages of pregnancy. Anything outside the scope of this mission is discouraged, and the rules blank attempt this mission.
I guess that's kind of a cool idea. I think if you were pregnant and you were like, I would love to talk to literally a million other pregnant women who are at the exact same stage as me. And be
or
like,
505.
Did you get a rash?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You mean pregnant women aren't huge Redditors?
Yeah, exactly.
Weird.
You're busting the stereotype.
Pregnant women who are trying to start a family aren't spending a lot of time on Reddit? Strange. Yeah.
I just found a great Reddit, which I think like encapsulates the subreddit.
Right.
The vastness of it. This one's just cigarettes.
Oh, wow.
And it's just that's a sub cool. for cigarettes.
Oh, wow.
It's that's like it. People discussing like the culture.
Is it like pros and cons or is it just everything?
Whatever.
I love Reddit so
Reddit's so
much.
Great.
I
it's just like, it. You know what? This subreddit's for people who like cigarettes and want to discuss them.
This one?
I love it.
I just found one. This one has 13,000 readers in it.
Oh, my God.
And it's for weed stocks. Literally just stock trading.
Oh my God.
For marijuana companies.
I've heard it's not a really good risk.
It's not.
Yeah.
I didn't know there is.
Weed stock now.
Dude. I just found another one. This one is, this is a subreddit for fibromyalgia.
Oh my God. They need a support system.
And it says fibromyalgia. And then in quotes below, this is like their tagline. A pain in the everywhere.
Yeah. Doctors used to call fibromyalgia the bored housewife disease.
Oh, my God.
Because they didn't take it seriously. They were like, you know, she's bored at home.
Oh, it's one of those random things. If you look it up, you're like, my back hurts. You're like, it could be
fibromyalgia.
Or you were lifting.
Chronic pain.
Right.
Dead bodies.
I got eczema. Our eczema. And it's the little.
Is it disease day?
I think this is funny. It's like the little thing in the tab says, it's the itch that rashes. I think this is cool because I had eczema on my cheeks as a child.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and so I had to...
explains a lot, am I right?
Oh, yeah, gross. That's why I've got such horrible scarring on my face.
Dog boobs she looks a little bit like rebel scum.
You got a little Steve Bannon on your left cheek right there.
That's boobs. Why I relate so much to Steve Bannon.
Like, you're so sympathetic with the...
Do you want to hit some of this ointment I have?
Do you think Steve Bannon has eczema or like...
Or fibromyalgia?
What's that? What's that?
I think the cells in his body are trying to escape his brain, you know, like
it looks like he's got athlete's foot on his face.
He does. Ew, he's got athlete's face. Yeah,
he goes to the gym and he's just like, hey guys, can I see one of your shoes for rest?
Like rub, like gonna, fake falls in the shower.
Hey, do you guys
want to
can you spot me? No, Steve Bannon, I will not spot you. Just in case some of your spit takes a leap onto my skin and wants to start a colony in my neck. Will not touch.
Ew.
I don't think he's throwing up massive weight anyway. But
no, he's not. Maybe you never know. Maybe he's a undercover like trap master.
Yeah.
He loves deadlifts.
Loves deadlift. All right, last one. Badook. It's not gonna be your last one. I don't know what that is. Last one, JavaScript. Powerful stuff, Reddit. Thanks for your help.
Something for everyone.
Something for everyone. It's like last women one. Do in November.
Ooh, what's that?
Glory Boys?
Is that a band or just like a
Glory Boys?
I think it's like a union of guys who use glory holes.
Is that a band or a movement?
Oh, you want to know something kind of funny? It's a little off topic, but
Right. Everybody
out there listening, all of you 12 fans, get smaller every time I address you. But there's a really funny article out on the Hollywood Reporter that calls out individually every person that created the Pepsi ad with Kendall Jenner.
Oh my god, amazing.
Like by name.
Way to go, guys. That's fucked up, but
sorry, you gotta stand by your shit.
I just hope they call out Pepsi, because that was an in-house project.
Exactly.
They're like trying to be innovators in the in-house project game, and that
fucking
they fucked
losers.
It up like idiots.
Dude, it's not the writer's fault, right? I mean,
no.
Someone's like, I guess we could like have her going through something, and then some executive is like,
exactly.
Yeah. That's what's going to do it. And I was like, can I not have
exactly
my name on this?
Happened.
Yeah.
There was somebody like the CMO of Pepsi who's fucking out of touch.
Some
and was
old
like,
guy. Yeah.
Yeah. They asked his daughter. He's just like, who's hot right now? And his daughter
Come
was
up.
Like texting and was going like, shut up, dad. He's like, Jessica, tell me or you're fucking grounded. Right. She's like, I don't fucking Kendall Jenner. Leave me alone. Right.
Yeah. And he's like,
Kendall Jenner, Black Lives Matter.
Women's March.
People will love this. All right. We got to close this one out. We're getting Rogan time.
All right.
Rogan time.
Speaking
All right.
of
well, this
Rogue.
One,
but
yeah. Speaking of Rogue.
The Empire did nothing wrong.
You should, if you really want change, don't blow up the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
Run for county commissioner.
Exactly.
That's the theme here.
Become a principal.
Right.
Get into the education scene. Start doing good for your community.
Exactly.
Yeah, and quit fucking hugging all those goddamn Ewoks, because those
little,
you know,
those things
for
are cannibals.
Yeah, they got lice cannibals. For days.
They'll
lice
turn on
days.
You in an instant.
Little Steve Bannons with all their lice. All right, we had a lot of topics here, so stay safe.
Don't touch Steve Bannon's face. It's communicable. Have a great week.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.